Here, Tim, I'll just put up one of these boards so you can have a lamp.
Thank you for holding. Is this Braden?
Yeah, this is.
Hey, Braden. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. It's been a pretty busy day so far, so good problem.
All right. Yeah, I feel that.
Yeah. A lot of business owners getting rolling these days. I understand that you were having a brief conversation with my representative, Tara. She asked me to jump on to go over some pricing with you, but did you have any questions about the listing on Google or how it works?
Well, yeah, I reckon so. I did. Because I was going to reach out to a company that provides what you guys did. I didn't know what all that entailed that I needed to do. Because my buddy's working on my website right now.
Very nice.
I'm not exactly sure when that's supposed to be done, but yeah. I mean, as far as Google ad placement is something I've been looking for, and maybe also through a company that can speak English. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They better.
Yeah. I just get calls all the freaking time over the same thing, but it's some dude named Abu that can't.
Oh, no.
You know, I'm like, I don't, it doesn't sound like a legit, this doesn't sound like a legit thing at all.
Not at all. Yeah, they would sound, I mean, they would sound like they're from California, most likely.
Yeah, some call center. So where are you guys based out of?
California, from Fountain Valley.
Oh, you guys are?
Yeah, we're right next to Google, so. If you look us up,
we're literally
partnered with them. We have the little red pin on the top of our building that you see there on the first page of the search results. Yep.
Nice. You know, what was the name of your guys? Local Splash, what it's called?
Yep, Local Splash.
Okay. So, because I know my old boss, he was telling me, he said, he's been trying to get, he's like, dude, just try Zip Local, but I reckon it's the same kind of thing, huh?
Yeah, exactly. So what'll happen, like if you were to call Google and you said, hey, I wanted to do some Google advertising, they're going to go, okay, we'll refer you to one of our partners. And then you'll end up with Local Splash or Zip Local or White Shark Media, Brand Rep. There's five of us.
Okay. Yeah, mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah, so we basically maintain it for you guys and make sure that it's working. And then that helps Google retain you. They don't actually have a department in-house at the Google headquarters that would host your campaigns and make sure that they're working for you. So that's what the partner program does.
Oh, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So our role is basically just to fill the spots when they become available and then get in there and make sure you're seeing the maximum return. Thus, you keep using it every month, and then Google keeps getting paid. They got tens of thousands of business owners. Well, actually, the last time I checked, it was 350,000 business owners that utilize it every month. So if you can imagine, you know, a couple hundred bucks, some of them are paying millions of dollars. Home Advisor by Angie's pays millions of dollars to Google to advertise on Google.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. And I get taken every month by Angie's. Facebook ads. $80 Facebook ad brings me five times as many jobs as Andy
tell people that, and they never believe me when I tell them, because we have a package that comes with Facebook ads too, and I'm like, just with the $100 a month of Facebook ads, it could probably get you more clients than you would get from Home Advisor by Angie's. That actually can bring you the job.
It's also the kind of clients I get, right? Almost every single client I get from Angie's, mm-hmm. They're just looky loos, man. That cost you $100.
Right.
And you go out of your way, you show up, do it all, and then they're like, "Oh no, we were just checking." And then, or they've already got six people putting a bid on someone on a 10x10 patio, and you're like, "Seriously?"
Yeah. Well, you know what they do is they'll get the lead from Google, and then they'll sell it to like four or five of you guys at a time, and so the homeowner knows that they're gonna.
Yeah, which is technically against their. Their Angie's contract. This happened to me once before. That's exactly what happened. Is I had a homeowner tell me that was like the third guy from Angie's in the past like week, and I'm like, are you kidding me? That's actually a breach of contract on our end.
Yeah.
So.
Yep. They lie about it, but that's been ongoing for a while. The Federal Trade Commission's been talking about shutting them down, and they already shut them down one time before when they were called Service Magic.
Yeah, sounds about right. Slimy stuff, you know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if we list you independently here, it cuts out the middleman in that situation. You have your own listings, your own reviews. You know, people can call you directly without having to worry about the lead fees or the leads going to, you know, four or five other people. So you start generating your own traffic.
Okay. Yeah, I'm interested for sure. So
if you have the website, then you definitely need this.
What all do you guys need for me? I mean, what are your guys' rates? What exactly would I see if I were to go with you guys? Like, would it, like, start, if I go in and pay, get it all sorted out, would I start tomorrow as soon as I pull it up? Or I come up first on
Tuesday? No. No, we have to interview you. We have to customize it to your business. You know, we got to know what is the ideal client for you. If there's things that you don't do, you know, we got to customize it for you so that way the leads are qualified. Yeah. We don't want people wasting your time. So it's not going to be a flip of the switch thing, but we can have you seeing results within the first month.
Okay, absolutely. Well, when would be a good time to set up for an interview? Because I've got concrete coming first thing in the morning here, and I've got a bunch of stuff I need to get set up. Definitely interested.
We wouldn't even do the interview unless it's something you want to sign up with. So we have different options that you could do. We have a year prepay, which is our most popular because it's actually the most cost efficient over the course of the year. That one's $2,500 for the year. We have a 6-month prepay. It's $1,300 for 6 months. And then we have a $700 3-month option that you could do. We also offer month-to-month for guys that like aren't sure about it but just want to try it out. Maybe they're new to Google advertising. We do offer month-to-month as well at $299 month-to-month. So it really just depends on what you want to do. But between the month-to-month and the...
Something like the 3 months would make the most sense for me just to start so I can see how well I like it when it turns out. And also, I mean, our work season stops December for the most part, depending on how bad the weather is, you know? So
right.
Our work season stops December through February, so these aren't working those months.
What will that get us to? November 19th? Yeah, it'll get us right before December.
That would be just about perfect.
Okay.
And then I'll probably kick it back up in February.
Okay, so I'm going to create your Google business profile, and then I'm also going to send you your Google verification form. You only got to get Google verified one time for as long as you own your business, unless you move or discontinue the placement, then we'll have to re-verify you. But what's the street address where I could send a PIN verification letter to you in the mail?
589 Bath Lane.
589 Bath Lane. Okay. And what's your last name, Braden?
Loveless.
Okay. Spell it how it sounds. Loveless.
Yep.
Okay. And then what is your business email where I could send you the receipt and the outline of the agreement in writing for the placement?
Yeah, it's just bigpineconcrete@gmail.com.
Okay. And you said you already had Facebook ads running?
Yep. Okay. A few probably just stopped running, like, either today or yesterday.
Okay. Do you want to have us host the Facebook ads for you?
I can handle a lot of my own localized Facebook advertising.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, I don't know. You guys get a better deal on the advertising?
We do, yeah, because Google is actually partnered with Meta now. So we get a good deal on it. And even with a 3-month prepay, let me see what I can, I could actually give you a credit for having Google advertising for 3 months. Let me just see exactly what it is though. Hold on 1 second here. So go packages and we got 3 months prepay. Yeah, they'll give us a $200 Facebook ad budget over the next 3 months. If you want to opt into it, all you have to do is allow us to access the Google business profile, and then the Facebook business profile, and they'll go in there and actually run it. The ads we sent you, we'll send you a text message of the ad just to get your approval. You got to sign off on it before they get launched, but they do a biweekly posting, and then obviously they run the ads and the remarketing campaign as well.
Okay. Yeah, I'd look into that. I would probably want to just try the, how much is that package?
Well, yeah, it's 700.
Added on to just the Google.
It's 700 for 3 months by itself already, but they're saying if you already have an existing Facebook business profile, they'll let us do that 700 campaign and they'll include $200. So it's no extra charge. It's $200 with the Facebook ads. You just got to allow them to access your Facebook business profile instead of recreate one.
Gotcha.
Does that make sense? It's like a promotional thing.
Yeah.
Like, you're already doing 3 months of Google advertising. We'll give you $200 of Meta. Facebook ads.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. I'd be curious to see more of that, but, I think because right now I haven't really had too much of a problem hosting that on my own deal.
Yeah, it's pretty easy.
We are. That's why. See, besides true we are is right now, I think Google would be just the way I'd want to approach it to start.
Okay.
Now, if I got to where workflow got even heavier than that for some reason, and the fact that also I've only got so much time left in the season right now.
Yeah.
Google would be, I'd like to try out the Google one pretty much.
Okay. Well, yeah, they'll do 3 months for seven. I'm going to throw it in there, Braden, because, I mean, it's not going to hurt. And it's better than you taking another $200 out of your pocket. In order to run those Facebook ads, if you just want them to go ahead and put the credit in there, you still have full access to that Facebook page and could be able to run the ads on your own if you want. It's just going to give you $200.
Okay.
You know what I mean? You don't have to have them.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. But I'll throw that in there just because you mentioned it, you know, and they have these promotions that we can run just ever since we started doing the Meta partnership. We've only been doing the Meta partnership, for the last 9 months. So Google just started partnering with them. Yeah. It was actually in the beginning of when they went through that name change. So they were originally just Facebook, and it was always Facebook ads. And then once they did Meta, they wanted to start promoting on there, mainly because of the metaverse. But honestly, I feel like the metaverse thing is tanking. So it is what it is.
Yeah, you know, it's not something I ever played with or cared to know anything more.
Yeah, they just didn't really make those goggles very affordable. Asking for $3,000 just for a pair of really bulky glasses wasn't ideal.
Yeah.
Wasn't a good marketing strategy.
Yeah.
Okay. But this address here, and it's Corvallis, correct?
Yep.
Okay. And you said you could receive mail here?
Yep, I can, and I do.
Okay. You want me to hide the street address?
Yeah, I would not like the street address on my, like, localized for everyone to be able to pick up, because I do live there.
Okay, gotcha. And you said it's Bath? It's 589 Bath Lane?
Bath is in the fish, yeah.
Oh, Bass. Okay, I had it as Bath, like a bathtub. Found it.
No.
Got it. Okay, here it is. And then it's 59828, right?
Yep.
All right. So I'm going to send the pin out now. I know you said you had a buddy who was working on the site. Do you know the domain name already of that site?
No. He were just getting rolling. I just submitted him on the weekend, the logos and stuff. So
okay.
We were supposed to be working more on it this week.
No worries.
To get the domain.
I'll get you this spot. The spot's going to be the moneymaker more than the site, right? I could put you on the first page with no website and get you phone calls and make you money, but the website without the placement's not going to do you very good. So I'm going to send you my direct number and extension. Go ahead.
So it can just pull me up as, like, when you Google a business, I pop up on there, but then they can also just click, does it provide just a link to my Facebook page?
If we don't have a website, yeah, then it'll go to the Facebook page, but we want you to send in that site so we could hyperlink it.
Gotcha.
So that way when they hit the little globe that says website, it'll automatically take them there.
Gotcha.
Make sense?
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, so I texted you my direct number and extension.
Okay.
Did you get that?
I got it.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah, so when you do get that domain name, just text it over to me, okay? And then I'll attach it to the Google Business profile.
Alrighty.
Okay. And your Google Business profile isn't verified, so I'm going to send you a form right now. It's called a Google verification form. You got to fill that out and get it back to us as soon as you can. You don't have to do it, like, right away, but because you might need to gather all the paperwork there, but try to get it to us as quickly as possible.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay, it's going to ask you if you have any, like, license, insurance, first name, last name, email address, phone number, same kind of stuff that I'm submitting to Google here. They just want to verify and then have you send it in on your end.
All
right.
That makes plenty enough sense for me.
All right, and then for the client interview, what would be the best time to do the client interview for you?
Probably... Most likely, honestly, tomorrow evening, because we're on this out-of-town job, and some of my guys did not leave this job that's set up as it was supposed to be, and we have a concert coming tomorrow morning, so.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to go same time tomorrow?
Let's try
Wednesday. 3 to 4?
Oh, Wednesday.
Yeah, we'd be able to do Wednesday about that time.
I could, yeah, but I feel like we're burning a day there. But if you're okay with that. Okay, what time's best for you on Wednesday?
Well, we could do tomorrow. We could do tomorrow. That'd be fine. I'll just have to pull over somewhere on my way back because I'll be trucking along some equipment. So.
Yeah, the sooner we can get you up and running, the better. You know, we're all about retaining you guys, and usually it helps if we could get things up and running as fast as possible and you get some clients in, and we don't have to worry about you going anywhere usually. If you're making money, usually the business owner keeps using it. So Google tells us to fast track all of these, just get it done as quickly as we can.
All right, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, tomorrow would be fine.
Okay. You want to go same time? You know, 3 to 4?
Yeah, I'll do that.
Okay, I'll send you a calendar invitation. I'll text you at 2 o'clock, about an hour before, just as a heads up. Okay. And then I'll be your account lead moving forward. So if you have any questions, comments, concerns regarding your account, do not hesitate to call. I'll be here, and there's also a 24/7 customer service available to you. It's the same phone number that I texted you on. You just hit extension 1, and you get a live operator.
Okay.
Okay. And then
awesome, man.
How did you want to secure your first payment of the 3 months?
I mean, I'd probably just do it by card.
Okay. Is that under your name, the business name, or both?
Add both.
Okay, let me go ahead and add this here. And is the billing address the same as the street address that we're sending the Google PIN verification letter to?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. On the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you.
I'd be better if I figured that out tomorrow, because I still got to do some of my own research, you know. God, I get too many weird phone calls. Not that I don't trust you guys, but I don't even have that card on me anyway.
Oh, Jesus.
But I will have it on me tomorrow.
Okay. Yeah, in order to secure the spot and take it off the board, we need the payment.
Okay.
Yeah, there's no real way to go around that. I did send you the Google verification form. Did you get that?
Let me look and see here.
Okay. And you should also have the notification for the client interview tomorrow between 3 and 4.
Okay.
So, we're a legitimate Google partner. I can say our reviews.
Yeah, dude, I
understand you.
Scammers are nowadays, dude. Yeah. It's a nonstop flow, dude. Every day, something new and even more craftier than the next.
Yeah.
So.
No, I hear you. And especially if you're coming from Home Advisor by Angie's, I could understand you being cautious. But we've been in business since 2004. They have a 20-year track record. I just sent you a link to our reviews. And then if you literally just put Google Building 1 right behind that, you can literally see we're right next to Google. Like, they record our conversations. You're in as good hands as you can get, or at least as close to working with Google directly as you can get as a business owner.
Okay.
So we're not some fly-by-night company. We have a 20-year track record of doing this. And then you could also see like the 877 line there on our right next to our reviews on our Google business profile. It's the same number I'm texting you on. Like, we're not.
Yeah.
It's not a scam.
Okay. Yeah. To get an 877 number, would you get to be like a recognized legitimate company or something?
Yeah.
And you called you on the same thing too.
Yeah, but you have to be verified in order to get that. And that's like what we're doing for you, right? We're verifying your listing. You could get a Google business profile phone number or a Google business phone number if you want. But I mean, it's just as good having your own number. The only difference is it helps with the tracking system a little bit more as far as gathering data so you can evaluate your ROI.
Okay, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Yeah, here, I can get you that so we can get that rolling, I reckon.
Yeah, you're going to need it. I mean, if you're building a website and you don't plan on building or doing a pay-per-lead forever, and then obviously, you know, even if you were to lead the first page later, you're still going to want to have a verified Google business profile because you do have one now. It's just not verified. So it's like even if somebody looks you up by name, they're not even going to be able to see it until the verification's done. So we definitely want to do that and start building up your reviews and everything. And this is stuff that'll add a lot of credibility and stick with you.
No, absolutely, man. Yeah. Because like I said, my old boss used to tell me to do kind of the same thing, but I didn't know if I needed to reach out to somebody or if I get called. Okay, because I changed my number. I've always had a Tennessee phone number, but just mm-hmm. for advertising purposes, I finally updated and put my Montana phone number on there.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's why I've got so many freaking calls in the past 2 weeks since I changed it. So, I mean, it's why I was wary a little bit, you know.
Makes sense. No, it makes sense. Yeah. It's good to be on guard, but what I could tell you from working here for 20 years, I've worked here 12 years, so we've been in business for 20 years. Working with a Google partner is the best way to go. Like, go directly to the source. Guys like HomeAdvisor, Angie's List, they even have some stuff through Yellow Pages nowadays too. They're all resellers of Google advertising. So they'll do this themselves, and then once they get leads from people who are searching on the first page of Google, they're just reselling it to you. Whereas we're actually listing your business independently on the first page. It's always better to go that way. You'll save money. You don't have as many loops for your clients to jump through. It's just a better overall experience.
That makes sense for me. I'll be happy to go ahead and secure the spot, I reckon.
Okay. So I'm ready whenever you are.
At 4259.
4259. 0810. 0810.
0267. 0267. 7169. 7169.
Okay. And the expiration date, month, and year? 0728. And then 3-digit code on the back.
809.
All right. Hang with me. I'm going to get you the outline of the agreement in writing. I'll also get you your invoice receipt. You have the Google verification form already, right?
I believe I received that in the text. Sorry.
Okay. Let's just double check, okay, because that's really important. Once you're Google verified, we won't have to jump through that ever again. So that's a really important piece of paperwork there.
Okay.
And I sent it to your email as well.
Okay, yeah, I could probably just click on it. It's on my other phone here.
So. Yeah, there's a link there. You could just click on it. It should take you right to it.
I didn't get it on my email. Oh,
should be texted, too. Emailed and texted. Okay. And so the reason I want you to see this, too, is if you're missing anything on here, just make sure you check the box at the bottom. That you're okay with us doing a video call to verify your listing.
Yeah. Let me see. Going back for frame two.
No, you're good. Then it should send you payment confirmation with the outline of the agreement in writing. So we're locked in just until November 19th. So it's going August 19th to November 19th. On November 19th, it'll be set up to automatically renew on our month-to-month program of $299. You can call in prior to then if you want to do another prepay, or if you want to discontinue the service, just let us know before that day and we'll stop all future billing. There's no cancellation fees, penalties of any kind. We just part ways as friends and stop doing the optimization. But honestly, I think...
Okay. You guys have my name. I just had that my name is spelled B-R-A-D-E-N.
Oh, Jesus. That's important. Let me fix it.
Yeah. I know Google had it. You guys listed as spam when it came through, so...
Us?
My folder. I had to go find it. Yeah.
Interesting. Maybe because it's the voice over internet system instead of our landline?
I have no idea.
Yeah, because she called you originally through her computer, and your number was in a qualified candidates list pumped into an auto dialer. So maybe your phone picked it up that way as it was coming from a computer to mobile device and then marked it as spam. Not to let them know that's happening, though. Not good.
Yeah. So I guess I'm trying to find the right email that has that.
Oh, they should be coming text message too, Braden.
Yeah, I've got it. I've got the one here. So.
Okay. Yeah, so there's a few different ones. One of them is the subscription terms. So it'll have everything outlined in black and white, all the products and features, the discounted pricing structure, the billing date, the cancellation. And then you got to sign off on that. And then you have the other one is the one that says URL.com or URL.localsplash.com/Google. That's the verification form. And then there's going to be another text and email that'll have a login credentials for your tracking system. And that's a good tracking system. You'll be able to like request reviews from clients. If you're missing calls, it'll save their information. So that way you're not missing your opportunities. Maybe while you're out in the field, you could always go back in and then review it. Make sure you're not missing any leads or prospects. So remember you have 24/7 customer service, okay? We kind of treat every client like they're 5 years old and computer illiterate. So there's no shame if you feel like you're missing something or you're unsure. Do not hesitate to call in, okay? We actually recommend it. We prefer you. Reach out to us. We always say the clients that know what we're doing for them and know what we're bringing to the table are usually the happiest ones with our services. So don't hesitate to call.
Okay.
But that will conclude our initial setup process. So obviously I want to officially welcome you aboard. Say thank you for signing up. We do have a client interview scheduled for tomorrow. Okay. It's locked in between 3 and 4. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. I didn't know if you were doing something else at the time. But also, I need you to text me your website as soon as you can. Because basically, I just submitted your profile to Google for the placement with no website on it, but I could add it still to the Google business profile. But we need to get that from your guy, and then I could hyperlink it and attach it. And it's okay if it's not finished. I just need the domain name. Once he finishes it and publishes it, it'll automatically update in real time to what they're seeing on the first page.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, that sounds good.
All right.
So I just need to finish this. I just need to fill out this
Google verification
thing.
Mm-hmm. And then client interview tomorrow at between 3 and 4. There's also a subscription terms in there you got to sign off on. So there's two things you got to sign off on, or one you sign off, the other you fill out, and then be ready for the client interview tomorrow. They're also sending a pin in the mail. We'll touch base with you around the time the FedEx lets us know they're dropping the pin off to you at the 589 Bass Lane. And then I hid your address, by the way, because it came up as a residence. So when you see your listing...
Yeah.
When you see your listing online, it'll just say city, state, and zip, okay? Big Pine Concrete, and then it'll have Corvallis, Montana, 59828.
Okay.
Okay. Is that okay with you, or did you want the address displayed?
Oh, yeah. No, I'd rather have it hidden.
Okay. I just kind of do that by default, Braden. But I did update your paperwork. I'm going to actually send you another copy of the subscription terms with your name spelled correctly, okay? And then same thing, they'll also update your invoice receipt. That way you don't have a problem writing this off as a business expense at the end of the year or beginning of the year.
Sweet.
Yep. That's always
good.
Yeah,
it works
for me. Need all the write-offs we can get, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Well, I'll let you get back to your day. Again, thank you for signing up. Welcome aboard. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, do not hesitate to call, but look out for our phone call tomorrow at 3 o'clock, okay?
All right. Will do.
All right, Braden. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Talk to you soon.
All right. Bye-bye.